You're listening to KHUM, Radio Without the Rules. That was a Fruit Bats and Picture of a Bird. And this is Bailey Brown, and right now I have the pleasure of having Mara Segal in here. I pronounced it right?
Segal.
Segal.
Close.
Close. No dice. Oh, well. But you are the volunteer coordinator for the Humboldt County Animal Shelter.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. You've been a volunteer there for several years.
Yeah, about 4 years.
4 years. That's a pretty good run.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
But there's an open house that's happening on Saturday from noon until 4. And you all have any silent auctions. You just told me that there's going to be adoptions. It's one of the rare times you can adopt on a Saturday.
It is. The shelter's usually closed on Saturday, but they're open this week for their open house. And they will be able to do adoptions of dogs and cats on that day.
What are some of the items that will be available at the silent auction?
Oh, there are so many things. There are gift certificates to a variety of restaurants and services. I know there's one to the Seascape, to the Beachcomber. There are gift certificates to Almquist Lumber, some of the pet stores. There are gift baskets. There's baskets full of pet supplies and toys. There were quite a few baskets that had wine in them, I saw yesterday. Holiday celebration baskets. There's a gift basket from Bubbles. Beautiful fine art items. Quite a few cutting boards and paintings by some local artists. Paintings and note cards from some of our local artists, Annette McKino, Regina Case, and then there are ceramics. There are so many beautiful things there. There's jewelry. I know there's some earrings from Haliashi.
So something for everybody.
Something for everyone, I would say.
Yeah, and that would be a good thing. Some of those things sound like they'd be wonderful Christmas gifts, too.
I think they would.
But this is the primary fundraiser for the Emergency Medical Fund, correct?
Yes, the Emergency Medical Fund is actually administered by a nonprofit called Friends for Life. They're another local rescue group, and they administer the Emergency Medical Fund for the shelter, and that takes care of all kinds of medical needs for dogs and cats that are outside kind of the normal. They're beyond spaying and neutering and vaccinating. One of our poster children for this year's open house poster was a little dog who came in with a badly broken leg, old injury that had healed, and so it was hard for him to get around, and the Emergency Medical Fund paid for his leg to be amputated, and now he is actually doing great. A lot of dogs that have orthopedic injuries actually do better when they lose that limb, and then they can get around well.
Yeah, I know several three-legged dogs.
Yeah, we have one right next door, Big Buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
It also can pay for heartworm treatment, which is fairly common for dogs. I don't know, but I don't think cats get it. But anyway, it's pretty common in dogs coming in from southern Humboldt or from eastern Humboldt.
Anywhere where it's very warm out.
Anywhere that it's warm and have the mosquitoes. And that can cost $600 to $1,000 to treat. So the Emergency Medical Fund is really important.
And it's administered by Friends for Life, too. So it's definitely just a fund that stays there, can't be touched by anybody.
That is correct. And those are all, they are a nonprofit, so donations to them are tax deductible.
And if you, and you mentioned that if somebody's not able to come on Saturday, they can stop by the animal shelter at all this week to go ahead and buy raffle tickets. You already have all the silent auction
items.
Yeah,
that's right. The shelter is open today, Wednesday, and also on Friday from 10 to 4, and then has extended hours on Thursday. They're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So any of those times, people can come by. The raffle tickets are really cheap. I think they're $1 a piece. And you can drop them in whatever bucket appeals to you. And then there are also some nicer items that are available through the silent auction, and you can put in your bid anytime.
That's pretty amazing. You mentioned that you had some pictures of some of those items, and I'll post them up on khum.com a little bit later. And if somebody, for instance, can't make it out, but they're interested in volunteering at the Humboldt County Animal Shelter, how would they go about doing
it? Yeah, well, we welcome new volunteers. The process is that usually they would pick up an application at the shelter. If that's not convenient, they can call the shelter and someone might be able to mail it to them. But ideally, they pick up an application at the shelter. It gets processed through the sheriff's department. And once that application is cleared, then I contact them and we set up an orientation, and then they're free to walk the dogs or play with the kitties.
And do they have to be available during the shelter open hours?
No, the weekends are also available to volunteers.
That's awesome. Tons
right.
of people will be.
The only requirement is that they need to be 18 years old. Unfortunately, we don't have a kid program yet.
Well, maybe sometime in the future, but definitely if you want to volunteer, come on out. So the open house, once again, is this Saturday from noon until 4. There'll be tours, refreshments, you know, adoptions. We spoke about the silent auction, raffle, all of that. So come on out. Once again, Saturday, noon to 4. I want to drill in people's heads. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I don't think so, but we'd love to see people. It's a really fun event. We have lots of our established volunteers ready to give people tours of the shelter. It's sometimes people are afraid to look because they're afraid they're going to want to take everyone home, but I think they'll be really pleased to see what a clean and comfortable facility the animals are in. And but if they do want to take one home, we'll be ready to help with that too.
I vote that people, if you have room in your home, adopting an animal, especially out of the shelter, is the best thing.
It's true. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in just a little bit, I'm going to go ahead and get on something from Martin Courtney up next on KHOME.
Brian and I recently came back from a trip to northern Spain.